Okay, we'll call the meeting to order.
It's all well with the Zoom?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we get to meet our new committee member, Sophie. Introduce yourself, please.
Okay. My name is Sophie Danta. I'm an architect with OPN Architects here in town. Grew up in Iowa City, went to West. My parents went to City, so we're good all the way around. Left for about 12 years, lived in St. Louis, then Detroit area, then Madison, Wisconsin, and like many people, had a child and moved back. So excited to be back in town and excited to be here.
Yay, welcome, welcome. Do you wanna just go around for intros?
Ron Konecki, Public Works Director.
Andrea Truitt, I work at Summer of the Arts and then do this.
Rachel Kinker, I work at the university.
Tyler Bird, I'm Superintendent of Parks and Forestry, and I'm sitting in for Julie Seidel Johnson, our Parks and Rec Director, so she'll usually be here in my place.
I don't have a microphone over here.
Oh, you don't?
Hi, I'm Nate Sullivan. I work just in marketing, but I'm involved with theater departments or theater groups around the area.
And we've got another member coming on. You've got to introduce yourself to our new person, Sophie.
Oh, hi, I'm Leslie Feener. I'm with the University of Iowa Office of Community Engagement.
Hi, I'm Sophie Danta. I'm an architect with OPN Architects.
Nice to meet you.
Okie dokes. Let's move on to number three. We are electing committee chair and vice chair. Sounds like we have a nomination for vice chair with Jeremy. I would like to nominate myself for chair. I'm fine with that. If somebody else wants it, we don't have to battle, so.
I can second both of those nominations if they need a second. I guess I don't know.
So I'll make a motion to have Andrea be chair and Jeremy be vice chair.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, public discussion of any items not on the agenda. Got nothing. Okay. All right, minutes. All seemed fine and accurate to me. Anybody notice anything I didn't? Okay. So it's a motion to approve the minutes. Yes?
Yep.
A motion to approve the minutes.
All in favor, or do we have to have a second?
Second, I have a second, yep.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
I'm still working. I'm so excited about item 6-8, I guess. Okay. All right. Ooh, we're already there. Okay. Community-initiated public art program application and procedures.
Okay, you can let me know how you would prefer to go about reviewing this, but I brought Sophie up to speed, so she kind of knows as well. But a couple meetings ago, we had talked about just generally intaking public art requests and kind of the different pathways that someone can take so they understand the appropriate process and can make their way through the approvals with you all. So the two kind of program pathways that we didn't have an application or really a procedure or standard process for were community-initiated public art projects and then the neighborhood art projects. So if you'd like, I'm happy to review what was in your agenda materials. We can do it one by one, both at a time, whatever you prefer.
I was just kind of wondering, like, thinking about navigation on website and then to sort of introduction page in terms of some of the sort of like where we have the community initiated art proposal review criteria, if that kind of information would be sort of on the, sort of like the introduction page, you know, the first couple of pages we have with the community initiated public art program. So I guess the things I was wondering about most wasn't content per se, but of just kind of, I don't want to call it, but user kind of friendliness on
sure.
potential web page, which I know will not happen until IT designs or what have you, but of just thinking through that a little bit.
I can share what I was thinking, but I would cool. love feedback or suggestions. So on our public art webpage, I kind of made some updates as it is. And so here under public art programs, it would kind of list those options out. So we would just add two more rows for the neighborhood art and community initiated. And then when people expand that, that's where you would see like this program information sheet, the application link, and the review criteria kind of thing. But if anyone has a better idea, very much open to it. I also talked to communications about some kind of matrix that people could look at and say, I am this and I need this. So this is the program that I would apply for.
And then would on the like the frequently asked questions document for this one, I'm assuming you know we would have links to where you know we discuss the management plan sections, items, and just making sure that things are linked so that people have access to it when needed, wanted.
Absolutely.
You know, so for instance, I was like, I have a note about perhaps under the public art agreement, number four, of just making sure that somehow that information is linked to the management plan and any you know, guidelines or however we will be navigating, people will be navigating the website.
Just a question regarding the city website. Does the city track sort of user interactions with the website as far as traffic and like how many, so that data is used to make informed decisions then about the website design and such?
Yes and no. Like we would have to actively do that, right?
Gotcha.
So I'm not currently tracking visitors to our website, but
okay.
we can do that if there's something we want to know. So.
Okay, thank you.
I was wondering in the community initiated public art program application here, if we wanted to indicate anything more about in the description, what kind of information we want from them, like materials, size, location, anything like that. Cause we kind of do that in the other one, the neighborhood art program, and maybe we're intentionally leaving this more open-ended, but if we want to kind of spell that out a little bit more, or if we want to keep them different.
In the application?
Yeah, so in the community initiated public art program application, we have, you know, description of proposed project, but we're not asking them for any specific details about what we want them to include. But in the neighborhood art program, we have information that we're asking about some of the size, location, budget, things like that, which they don't necessarily need to have a budget for this, but what information we want from them if we do want them to consistently include it for review.
It seems like we would, based on related to the permission. So, for instance, if it is, you know, in what is considered, you know, the city in the right of way,
mm-hmm.
that does seem like we would want that information to know, because you might as well know it ahead of time. Versus, I just feel like it will be information that's asked for anyway, if. Especially if it is located in the public right-of-way and requires city approval anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely add dimensions and space needs, though. That's a good addition. We have the location section right before that.
Yeah, the project location. I guess just like anything, if we want to have the same information or if we're trying to, when we're making decisions about them, if we want information about materials or their budget or anything with like the maintenance ownership piece that we kind of talked about in some of the other ones, if we want to have the consistency in both of them. And I don't think it's necessarily needed because they're different kinds of applications and the neighborhood one is requesting money and funds from us where the other one is not, but it's just consideration.
I guess, and this is kind of a philosophical question to the group, I guess, as a new person coming in. But as I read these, you know, if I'm trying to read through this as someone who's, you know, has a project in mind or is trying to apply for this, the thing that's most of it's very clear in terms of what might be allowed or not allowed or what I need to provide. Content is the one thing, you know, if you're saying this committee is going to be saying yes or no to art, you know, either funded or unfunded, like what's the basis? Mm-hmm. You know, what are things that would disqualify this piece of art or what are things we want? And I don't know if that the philosophical question is like, do we want to say that or is it really case by case? But are there certain, I don't know, profanity or like, is there certain things that we would always say no to or guidelines about content that we want to have, or do we want to leave that completely open-ended?
I did ask the city attorney's office about that question just as like a First Amendment question, and she said she would look into it. Ultimately, especially if we're giving funding or if the project's taking place like in our right of way or on public property, we have say over those kinds of things. So we would definitely include that in the grant agreement. But putting it up front, we just felt like legally maybe wasn't what we wanted to include, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think
that
it
does. And we definitely don't want anything that people see as like a challenge or a, you know, let me do this because it says not to, or what can I get through kind of stuff. Just that would be the, I don't know if we want any preferences on content or type or anything more concrete in that, or if it's just a people need to ask the question, because I guess by the time you get to applying, you've usually put some effort into it and you know, you have an idea in your head of what you want to do at least. And without knowing anyone, you know, coming into this completely green, people might not know, would this get approved? Would this not get approved? What are the qualifications to put public art out there in Iowa City?
But. And to your point, I think just the fact that we say beautifies our city, maybe that is too specific. I don't know. For the purpose. I mean, I think those are good criteria, but it kind of looks like we're requiring all three. Strengthening social cohesion, beautifying our city, and enriching the lives of our residents. Maybe that's asking too much. But that's what I would look for, so.
Yeah, I feel like it is that philosophical where I think, you know, I think public art in general does those things, so, you know, but perhaps it does, you know, I don't know, would somebody interpret that as, oh, it has to do all of these things, and then the pressures of, is it going to, you know, check the boxes or, you know, or assumed boxes.
I do like that we ask the maintenance question, especially for, you know, things that are self-funded or, you know, we have nothing to do with ownership or maintenance. There's still that question of, is it still safe over time? Does it look crappy if no one repaints it in 20 years? All that kind of stuff. So I'm glad we do ask that question in these.
That is something that we could add to the community one then too, because we do have that on the neighborhood one, but to kind of incorporate that into.
So on the community one, um, You'll see in number four, it kind of just says the grant agreement. It's very general. The grant agreement will outline maintenance obligations and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. When we're doing a neighborhood art project, or historically when we have, we've commissioned that project and then incorporated it into our public art inventory. And with some of the newer community-initiated projects that we're seeing come through, so there's a new nonprofit in town that's been funding a lot of these projects. They're not necessarily projects that we're going to take into our inventory and plan to maintain long-term. So, for example, there was a right-of-way mural project on the north side that we didn't have this process in place, but we worked through city staff to authorize them to do that, and we made an agreement with the artist that just said, you know, and the property owners, that the maintenance is your responsibility. If for any reason the city ever needed to, you know, alter this right away, then we have the permission to thus alter your mural. So it just gets a little more confusing with the community initiated program. I think that one requires a little bit more flexibility. Mm-hmm. Although if you feel like it's too vague, then we can certainly add whatever details you think are needed. But I kind of view this one as a little bit more of a catch-all.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What is the new nonprofit that's funding?
The acronym is RISFIC, and that stands for Resilient Sustainable Future of Iowa City, or something close to that.
It seems finished last time I looked. So it's on Brown Street, coming up the hill, if you want to have an exciting driving adventure from Dubuque onto Brown. And have a mural to look at as well. This is a nitpicky question, so please dismiss. Do we want to have any word or character requirements on some of the parts of these applications? And I ask because I feel like from some of the neighborhood association leaders, we would have perhaps more than we would want, but then at the same time, sometimes there is the fear of not getting quite enough. So, you know, a bare minimum of character word requirements. How do people feel about this? I mean, I don't want to have, like, it's going to be a mural on the street. You know, that doesn't really say much, but then obviously we don't need volumes either.
We could have something in the project description that's just like, please include a brief summary that touches on materials, you know, and like whatever key items we want them to hit on in there. Because, I mean, they are open, which is nice, because if you are doing whatever project you want, you can describe it however you want. But if we specify at least, please tell us, you know, these five things, that could kind of tighten it up a little bit.
I guess I'm sort of trying to like ward off sort of extra back and forth and sort of perhaps time, you know, needed by on both sides.
Or a five-page description.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Everybody knows I'm about to say something because I...
No, I love that you're just slowly taking it over there.
I swear there was one here last time, but there's a spot over there. I don't know, whatever. I'm already sat down.
Okay.
I guess my question then is, if someone applies through this program, what is our responsibility to them in regards to responding to their application? If someone puts in an application that has no information, they don't seem to really have any idea, can we just ignore that application, or do we have some then responsibility to say, give us more information or something?
I think it depends. Which program are you talking about?
I guess probably we'll start with the community initiated program.
So with this one, you know, I think we would probably leave this up at all times. It kind of identifies that this is usually for projects that aren't requesting funding. So in those cases, as you can see in the approval process, that probably wouldn't come to you all for approval. Staff could just do that unless you want to. There's just not much you can approve. It's really more about is the locations, I think, is probably the most important part, and authorizing it on city property or right away. So for projects that aren't requesting funding, I think it can just be done at a staff level. I could envision there may be an example of an organization, let's say the downtown district, that says, hey, we'd like to do this public art project. We want funding. It's not a public art matching grant type of project. And if we just needed a place for them to kind of get that project request on the table for us, they could use this application form. So again, trying to keep it a little bit flexible with how it's used, but I think for the most part, it would probably be used for those projects that aren't requesting funding, really just authorization and permissions.
So then I guess my confusion then is, if they're not requesting funding and they're wanting to use private property that doesn't involve a city right of way, they don't have to tell us anything at all. They can, like, if I wanted to put in a statue in my front yard,
that's right.
I don't have to tell y'all, I can just do it.
Yeah, correct.
The way this private property thing is phrased here makes it seem like it's expecting people to do that.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, if it's a private property owner that has nothing to do with any sort of city property or city right-of-way, it has nothing to do with us, and people can you know, paint the side of their house with whatever they want, for example. But the way that that's phrased is seemingly we're telling people they have to ask our permission to do art on their own property.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, we can clarify that.
I hope you would let us know if you put a sculpture in your yard and just invite us over.
I certainly would, yes.
Any other comments on either draft? Rachel, I do like the idea of maybe setting loose standards, but if like your description does need to hit, I have to know about this, and this mm-hmm. in some format, and then leaving it there.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that myself. So then, do you need a motion then to approve proposed changes, or just this, we have provided feedback and then we'll look at something, a second draft later?
We can do it however you'd like. I think the two big edits I heard was to update the application to describe what we want included in that description, and then to clarify on the community initiated, possibly on both, but particularly on that one, that private property projects don't need to come through us. Was there anything I missed? And then you gave some website updates.
I will just be curious to see how the navigation will work eventually, but can't see navigation yet because
yes.
There's nothing there yet. So
I can either make these updates, you guys can have another month to think about it, and we can wait to move forward with putting this online and getting the application created until after next meeting, or I can go ahead with those changes that I just described. I can get it already with IT communications and kind of publish it. And of course, we can always make changes. There's not.
Sure. Would you be willing to bring up the public art matching grant to see the FAQ link? I have to admit, I haven't looked at things on this end in a very, very long time. So, and to just see what the the frequently asked questions page looks like, or what kind of information is linked there.
Since this program is not active right now, it obviously doesn't show the application or anything like that. But sometimes people ask about the matching grant, and I tell them it doesn't open until early winter. But there's a FAQ page on our website, so you can start thinking about projects. So that's why I kept that on there.
Okay. And then within that FAQ and the the application form, does it have links to some of our management plan or things like that that get referenced?
I don't know if we referenced that in the matching grant program
okay.
at this time.
I guess my request or hope would be that on whatever the FAQ, you know, link will look like
yep.
for these, that, you know, the management plan, since they are referenced in both the, you know, public art program and the neighborhood.
Definitely.
That those, that information will be linked there. And if it will be there, great.
Yeah.
I'm personally fine with just kind of approving and moving ahead with the suggestions that we talked about.
Okay. I'll make sure to link that. I don't know, the FAQ page won't come up. I apologize. I'll have to look into that.
Okay. Sounds like we need a motion. Does anybody want to make that motion?
I'll move.
All right. All right. Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we've got the public art strategic plan update with the survey questions.
Okay, so we've been embarking on this as so our strategic plan ends at the end of this fiscal year, which is June 30th, so we've kind of been talking about that all year long. I just put a memo in your packet to kind of remind you like where we've been and maybe the next steps we might want to consider as we think about putting a updated plan together. So we've had lots of turnover, so about half of you did a review of our current strategic plan progress in January and just talked about you know, what priorities we wanted to continue to focus on through the rest of this year. We did a review of kind of the past 5 years or so of budgetary and geographic distributions of public art expenditures in July. And then, of course, in August, we held that stakeholder input meeting with the arts, different arts groups and stakeholders. So kind of looking ahead, what I would propose is that we continue with the public input survey, which has historically been done before strategic plan updates and even more frequently than that when the PAC's been looking for feedback. So that's what I have in your packet today for us to just look at those questions and decide what we'd like to ask of the public. Currently, the city is running a community survey, so just a general citywide community survey, and that doesn't end until November, so we didn't want to overlap the two, so we couldn't issue our PAC survey until probably about December, and then in January or February, as those results come in, you guys could review those at your PAC meeting. And then after that, we would plan to have, I know we had initially planned to do kind of a work session this fall, but since we won't have the survey results, I would suggest it's probably better till we just wait till we have all of the data at our fingertips from all of these different touch points we've had, and then hold kind of just a workshop between the Public Art Committee in the spring to really sit down and think about, okay, what are our few key focus areas and action items that we want to focus on over the next several years. And then hopefully that puts us on track to get a new plan adopted right about June or July so we can get going on what's new. Any questions, feedback, suggestions on kind of that timeline?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, then we can move on to the survey questions. Again, I'm happy to walk through them if you would like or need that. Hopefully you had a chance to look at it. And this is largely based upon what we've asked in the past, some research on what other cities are asking. But we can really take it any direction you want, whatever will be most helpful for you to really think about priorities for the next strategic plan.
Thought we should maybe add an other write-in option for number two.
Okay.
And the only other thing with the optional demographic information, one of the questions has optional next to it for the age, but then the rest of them don't. So, I mean, it's under the heading of optional, but if we want to say that for each one.
Sure.
I had kind of a moment of, if I were taking the survey, I think I would have a small fit over question 8, because I feel like it's one of those, there's the way you could ask that in general or in theory, or, you know, being more specific about based on existing public art in Iowa City. You know, maybe it's just me being extra weird or my own survey taking habits. So I'm not sure, but it felt like it was one of those questions that I kind of wanted to clarify with it based on existing public art in Iowa City, or perhaps find a way to split out kind of a general or in theory, or make it a little bit more specific with wording.
Rachel, could you show that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So sorry. Yes. Any other suggestions on that question, or?
This could be, the problem is there is no problem, so please, like, somebody, please tell me if it's just too much or it's just me, and that's fine.
I could see you answering that in a different way depending on which piece of art it was. You could answer it if you're thinking about one piece of art or work of art and another one, it could be a different barrier, so I can see how that could be a concern. I don't have a solution, though.
I guess thinking about the ways people would or might answer that question, do we feel like the responses would help us in any way? Or what value would we get from that?
In terms of how this survey is administered, is it this similar to the current citywide survey going on where people will be mailed a QR code at random, or?
No, so it won't be. That's the statistically valid portion of the survey. So we won't have that. We would probably need to hire a professional consultant to do something like that. So this would just be like an online digital survey, and we'd push that out through all of our
So it'd be self-selected.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I ask because that will then skew the results toward people who have any opinion about public art to begin with, probably more positive than negative. And people who have an opinion about public art are going to select for people who go to see public art because they care about it. And it's not going to select people who don't go see public art because they don't care about it. So I think this question will probably not get us a great cross-section regardless, because the data set that we're working from is going to be people who are self-selecting because they care about public art.
I would agree with that I would almost strike this question and put one that's kind of two in my head. One is like, how do you feel about the distribution? However we word that, should public art be mostly downtown? Should public art be spread evenly? Some sort of question about, I don't know, do you feel there's too much, too little, or just the right amount of public art in Iowa City? And do you feel it's in the right place? Those sorts of, like, those are the two things I'd want to get out of this almost, or along the lines of this question is, do you feel like there should be more art and where? Or do you feel there's the right amount in the right places currently?
Yeah, that would be interesting, because I feel like there was a question along those lines on the last one, and so that could be a nice comparison.
or if it's like everyone who answered the optional demographic is from a particular neighborhood and wants more in their neighborhood, well, we'll know that too.
Will the demographic information be like separated from the survey information, or will we be able to break it down by like people who live in this neighborhood answered XYZ on certain questions?
Yeah, you should be able to cross-reference
Thank
that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can ask a distribution quantity if there's a consensus type of question. And did we want that to be more open-ended about kind of how Sophie worded it, which is there the right amount of art in our city and is it in the right places kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, something along those lines. I don't know if that's one question or two or how we word that, but I'd be interested to see how different neighborhoods or people from different parts of town feel about that.
Okay.
And I think you could sort of answer that as, you know, there's the right amount, there's not enough, there's too much, you know, but it does seem like those might be two separate questions.
Okay.
To me.
The other one that I would want to add would be something along the lines of, do you prefer permanent art or temporary? Like some of the, you know, the downtown district does those different things every year on the Ped Mall or different, you know, lighting installations in winter. There's these sort of like traveling exhibitions that come through, and then there's your sculpture that's been there since we were kids.
Right, right.
You know, is there, do you want some of both or which is more exciting?
I feel like this is going to be a really hot question to have info on. I don't know.
The distribution question, is that covered by question five? What type of locations do you want to see more public art?
No, I guess I see them a little different. One is like what type of location and one is geographic. Like maybe that can be one question with more options in it or something. Yeah.
Well, it says, I mean, it does, in that question five, there is my neighborhood, and then perhaps if there's a way to ask, you know, please your neighborhood.
I have the next question, number six. Do you have specific location suggestions so I can modify or strike or whatever you guys want?
No, those together probably cover that bit of it, of like what part of town, half of the question, yeah. Because I can see there being people that are like, I love all the murals downtown. I don't want a mural across from my house, you know.
Right.
I'm kind of wondering if seven, like I like the idea of asking the question, but also does it open up a strange can of worms that doesn't give us information perhaps in the way that might be as useful. So I don't know if it's like keeping the question, but then like examples include, you know, a few different types to try to get at, you know, at that information.
I've also seen some cities ask if there is a public art project that people have seen in other communities that they've really liked. This is kind of a compromise on the question, but we could do that instead.
I think that would be a great addition.
Yeah, and even if it was a type in and people could like put a link or I don't know, seeing pictures helps me get what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Do we want to have the inventory link as a part of this question?
Mm-hmm. I think that would help because I am trying to like, you know, somebody describes something like, oh, I think I know which one, okay, or I'm not sure what this person is talking about, but, you know.
It might be nice to have some of that information about if there is, like, a favorite piece or something, especially when we're putting money towards, like, restoration and repairs or things, if there's something that we really want to continue to work towards taking care of, especially that the city, everyone really values, it seems. Not that we aren't going to take care of all of them, but.
I really like that. That's a nice spin on it too, you know.
Do you know roughly how many responses there were to the last time this survey went out?
I could tell you quickly. I think it was in the strategic plan. Looks like approximately 45.
Well, it says 500 at the top there.
There's text above, yeah, it says 500 responses. Yeah.
So about 550 total.
Okay. Gotcha.
I would have hoped it was much more than 40. That would be rough.
Where do you guys see the 500?
It's in the first, in the beginning of that paragraph, where the 22 and 23 are.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, if that 500 is a decent. I was just wanted to get an idea of like what sort of scope we're looking at here. If you had 500 people, you could get decent results for like just what is your favorite piece of public art in Iowa City. I think oftentimes people don't realize some of the things that they see that are public art, some things that they see that, I mean, they are public art, but they're not technically part of our remit, like things downtown that are handled entirely separately from us.
Right.
But it, like a link to the inventory and the opportunity to just vote for one you like in particular could give us some valuable insights.
Well, I was also going to say, as it mentions, there was a push to have, you know, some the paper surveys. Clearly, December in the Ped Mall is not as fun as it was in the spring, summer. So, but if having being at the library and perhaps being able to use some of the display walls downtown down there, so it's kind of to call attention to the fact that, you know, we would like people to fill out the survey, and that might get at least you're probably going to answer if you have an interest in public art or have opinions about it that you want to express, but that might help with some of that. Non-online, you know, or those not as comfortable with it online.
The library in the winter is a good spot.
It is.
You'll get all the families finding somewhere to play that's indoors at the library in the winter.
Well, I'm wondering, it's like, what would the book display be for public art? How many books are, you know, could go in the little round kiosk or something as well? But yeah, families, yeah.
Other comments? Or do you want me to summarize what I heard?
I feel like that's solid for me. That's always good.
Okay. So adding an other column to question two, option to question two. Sounds like we want to keep question seven, but make sure we link to the art inventory so people can take a look at that or accurately reference what they're talking about. Add a question about a project in another community that people have seen and liked. Add a question about quantity of public art, if we have generally right amount, not enough or too much. Remove question eight. Add a question about whether people prefer permanent versus temporary art installations. And then just clarify that all of the optional demographic questions are indeed optional. Did I miss anything, or anyone have other ideas? I won't go out in December, so we have a little time, but very helpful feedback.
So perhaps a motion to move, or do we need a motion on this?
I don't think you need one.
That's fine with me. Okay. Staff updates.
Okay. Well, first I'll update on the South District Bus Stop Bench project. So we had a little bit of a hiccup with the delay in their jib crane delivery. When they went to order it, it suddenly was not available. So they've just ordered that. And of course, the jib crane is what serves as kind of the structural core and foundation of the whole sculpture. So that will not be delivered for at least another 5 weeks. initially we had thought that might prevent us from installing this winter because we needed to do so before the ground starts to freeze, but we were able to order an additional base plate that we won't be using, but that at least gives our engineers and streets team the layout that they need in order to install the footing. So they can start with that, and Public Works is helping with that. This, I would say, these couple of things have pushed our project budget up. We're probably going to end up spending more than that maximum $24,000 amount that we approved. Maybe not. It depends if the structural engineer came in under what we expect. But we can probably absorb that with some of the carryover funds that we won't be using. But just something to definitely be aware of. And also, as we kind of just think about this project as a whole, I would say this has probably been, at least for our street staff, probably the most intensive since the relocation of the Snelson sculpture, would you say, Ron? Mm-hmm. So that's obviously a huge project too. So also just something to keep in mind. It was a little more intensive, I think, than what we had anticipated when the artist proposed the project, and we're making it work, and I think it'll turn out great, but something we can learn from as we do future projects. Did you have anything you wanted to share on that one? Okay. So on that, and possibly where I'm thinking we can absorb some extra budget funds is the Lucas Farms project is still just stalled, and we're not getting a response back from Meskwaki School. So I would recommend, if we continue to not hear anything, we may need to just consider kind of setting that project aside and inviting Lucas Farms to reapply in the future when they have a little bit more of a plan or are more organized. We'd be coming up on the fourth year where it would have to be carried over. So I think that's just a long time to tie up those funds and to not give other opportunities to neighborhoods. So I'll try again until before we meet next month, but if not, I just kind of wanted to prepare you for that, or if anyone had questions or comments, let me know. Other than that, the other thing I'll prep you for is the matching grants. Since I won't be here beginning in January for a couple months, just want to kind of make sure we're thinking ahead and that you all feel set up to release that grant program in January. So we'll probably start talking at the next meeting about what we want that program to look like this year, if you want any changes to the application or rubric or eligibility or anything like that. So just start thinking about that, and we'll have that on next month's agenda. And then finally, just a fun update I wanted to share. This, although it's not necessarily a Public Art Committee project, through my role, I work very closely with our downtown district, and with our redevelopment project at 21 South Lynn, we have some fencing around that vacant lot right now. That fencing will be replaced, and the downtown district approached us about doing kind of a public art project there, where they do a call for artists to submit banner design, and then they would make those selections and get those banners installed. So it'll just be a artistic fence and a prettier corner than maybe what it is right now. So we were able to, the city was able to provide them $5,000 in economic development funding to help with that project. So it's very exciting. It'll be an extra public art project. So we're glad they thought of us to partner. Anything else I didn't talk about, or you had questions about?
Sounds like a no. Old new business, just to acknowledge number 10 there. Okay. Ron, would you like to do the honors?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.